Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Estate planning is one of those things that often gets hit by procrastination. You know, I'll get around to it someday. But then that someday ends up being too late. Our next guest says that those missed action items can create financial and emotional chaos for family members left behind. And she says women in particular need to pay attention because by 2030, women will control 2/3 of U.S. wealth. And even today, 70% of wealth transfers to the next generation are overseen by women. Beth Jeter-Rubala is a certified financial planner. She joins us by phone from her office in Spartanburg, South Carolina. Beth, welcome back to the program.
Thanks so much for having me again, Mike.
Well, let's just dive right into these tips that you have for us today. First of all, how often should one take a look at their estate plan and update their will?
Well, Mike, the first thing to think about is anytime there's a life change, that should trigger a review of your will and your estate plan. So marriage, divorce, birth of children or grandchildren, the death of a loved one, or any significant financial change. Also, as a general rule of thumb, we really think estate plans should be reviewed, dust off the plan every 3 to 5 years to account for tax law updates, new legislation, and even changes in your personal wishes. You should also review your beneficiary designations on retirement accounts, life insurance, and investment accounts. We see this a lot, that people think that they complete their will and they think everything will go by the will, but actually beneficiary designations on these type of accounts will often supersede what's in a will. And so making sure that there's alignment with the documents and all your assets is critical.
All right, now let's suppose you've got that document all reviewed and your documents are all updated, or you've heard this show and you've gone out and started your estate planning for the first time. Once the documents are signed, what do people need to do next?
The next thing to do is to make sure that you have gone back to financial institutions and updated account titles as well as beneficiary designations. So one of the overlooked steps we often see in estate planning is you may create some type of trust when you meet with the attorney. And often people will not what's called fund the trust. That means that it needs the assets, your assets, be it property like a house or investment accounts or even bank accounts, need to be retitled into the trust name or the trust will not control those assets. Also, again, the beneficiary designations that I mentioned, all of those designations need to be reviewed. People often forget to review those after a divorce or remarriage or the birth of children. So important to do that. We have seen increasingly that people use what's called payable on death or transfer on death designations for bank accounts, investment accounts. These are non-retirement accounts. It can really streamline the transfer of assets to the next generation, but it must be coordinated with the overall estate plan. One thing to think about is, particularly as you get older, is consolidating your accounts. There is so much integration that does need to happen between your estate plan and your accounts. So if you can consolidate scattered accounts and you don't have little ones or smaller accounts here and there, it's much easier for you as well as your heirs to navigate. Another important point is to make sure that your documents are stored securely. We've seen where people have stored their documents in a safe, but they didn't tell their loved ones where the key was to the safe. So make sure that they're accessible and that your loved ones know where to find the documents.
All right, now let's turn to the other item I mentioned in my introduction, and that is, why does all this matter so much more for women these days?
Women generally live 5 to 7 years longer than men. And so we're seeing that women are increasingly in control of their financial wealth and this transfer of wealth to the next generation. So it's really important for women to be aware of these critical steps that need to be done. Business owners also have complex situations with business planning, perhaps life insurance policies, the business planning needs to be integrated with the personal estate planning.
Well, Beth, thank you so much for sharing this information with us today.
Thank you so much.
Beth Jeter-Rubala is a certified financial planner in Spartanburg, South Carolina. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org. And you can find us wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.